Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is an affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Abigail Rebus.
When I was a junior on my high school soccer team, Weston FC, the upperclassmen at the time wanted to do a fun team activity. So we all packed in cars and we all headed to Wynwood, Miami. And we wanted to do a fun team activity where everyone would just have a good time and not think about soccer and just be in a completely different atmosphere. It was a festival in Wynwood. So around the time it had to have been a dance marathon going on, and there was a few silent disco festivals happening. So there are about 12 of us that went. We all decided to go to Silent Disco in Wynwood. So if you didn't know what a silent disco was, when you walk in, all you do is see people just dancing and having a great time, but there's no music coming from the speakers. Everyone is just dancing to the music they have set inside on their headphones. What I was not aware of at all, and was neither of my friends, upperclassmen didn't want to tell us, that we needed to pick up a pair of headphones to listen to any music going on whatsoever. When we all arrived, it was a completely different atmosphere from what we ever experienced. There was lights. It was nighttime. So many different bands were playing. We ended up going to where the team was. Everyone was dancing, having an amazing time. But when I looked around at my friends, we couldn't figure out what they were dancing to. So at the time, we were just trying to go with the flow, figure out what was happening. So we just started dancing. And little did we know that about 45 minutes into this entire activity, we were dancing to complete silence. There was about six of them that knew what was going on. So that's why it was so funny. They knew that we had no idea what was going on. So there was about six of us that were dancing completely in silence. And the entire time, people were just watching us, completely making fun of us because we had absolutely no idea what was going on. We were dancing by ourselves in the corner when in reality, we just needed to pick up a pair of headphones and join in on the party. We left and we ended up going to another silent disco festival, not knowing it was silent disco again. And we walked in, nothing was how the other party was. So we just decided to continue dancing. And of course, it happens again. Everyone ran up to us, taking videos of us and posting it all over, that once again, we fell into the silent disco scam. So the entire night after we figured this out, we were completely mortified. More than half the night, we had no idea what people were dancing to until we finally figured out that they were all dancing to music that they had on their headphones. So my friend and I still talk about it to this day. It was the most embarrassing thing by far, but definitely one of the most memorable experiences with a friend.
Abigail Rebus with a story about a prank.
And the best kind of prank, because it really didn't hurt anybody. And the experience was intended as a bonding experience, and it became a double, triple bonding experience because they've got something to laugh about now for years to come.
Those are a lot of fun. I experienced a silent disco, and you see people dancing to nothing because they're wearing headphones. They're hearing music in the headphones, but when you're dancing and nobody else is dancing, I guess that could be embarrassing.
And it is certainly a fantastic image to see these young girls looking around and having everybody look around at them and laughing at them and having them be completely confused and standing off in a corner and not knowing what's going on. I'm sure this is not the first time that somebody's walked into a silent disco without knowing what they're doing. What I find so interesting is that they didn't ask after 2 minutes, why isn't there any music?
Well, because they were with their friends. They didn't need to know.
Or because they were embarrassed because they thought they should know and didn't know what was going on. And it is a charming story in so many ways. One of them, because it really demonstrates how young people, and sometimes older people, but definitely young people sort of go with the flow, thinking, well, everything is fine. There's something I don't know, but I'm sure it's all everything. You know, it, in other words, I would like to think when you reach a certain age, you say the emperor has no clothes, there's no music playing, what's going on? But when you're young, there's all kinds of things going on in your mind, like what's the matter with me? What am I not getting?
This is when she was in high school.
Right.
So I guess going off to Wynwood is a thing that kids do.
Well, it was certainly a big deal. And I did not ask how she got into a club. Obviously, it was a silent disco festival, she said. So maybe it was a special thing. But for all she knew as a high school student, maybe this is how things work in Wynwood.
And I thought disco was dead.
Apparently, silent disco is not. But I want to get back to this other point, though, about how she expected one kind of bonding experience and got another. This is a really nice theme in a lot of stories where we think we are in control, that we have our minds wrapped around a particular a situation in a particular way, and it turns out to be something else. And in this case, in somebody else's hands, this might have been a, and I never talked to those people again, I was so humiliated kind of story. But instead, it became a, we've laughed about this for the rest of our lives kind of story. And that really is something to cherish.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. Is there any storytelling event coming up?
Yes, a week from tonight at 8 p.m., that is Sunday, September 29th, we're doing the Vox Storytelling Slam at the Living Room Theater Cafe at FAU. That's FAU campus, Florida Atlantic University campus in Boca, 777 Glades Road. 8 to 9:30, no cover charge.
If our listeners would like to submit a story to the public storyteller here on WLRN, how can they get in touch with you?
For that or any other storytelling-related questions, please email me at cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fasinfrankau.edu.
Archive stories are also available on our website as well as contact information, wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.